From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. The Middle East reacts to President Trump's historic announcement. Palestinian protesters angered by President Donald Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. This is Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
Jerusalem, the capital of the Jewish state of Israel. If you weren't aware of that until yesterday, you are now. But we've been aware of it for 3,000 years.
Mr. Netanyahu said today that he has no doubt other countries will follow the United States in recognizing Jerusalem as Israel's capital, and that once the U.S. embassy moves to the city, others will relocate there as well. For the moment, however, protests are permeating that portion of the globe. With more from Jerusalem, here's Robert Berger for VOA.
Palestinians took to the streets to protest President Trump's change in policy on Jerusalem. They burned Israeli and American flags, while shops and schools were closed in a general strike. At flashpoints in the West Bank, stone throwers clashed with Israeli troops who responded with tear gas and rubber bullets. In the Gaza Strip, protests were organized by the Islamic militant group Hamas. Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh called for a third Palestinian intifada or uprising. Fearing an escalation, Israel is beefing up security forces in the West Bank, East Jerusalem, and along the Gaza border. Trump's recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital has sparked anger across the Arab and Muslim world. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
This is VOA News. A charity group warned Wednesday of a worsening humanitarian emergency in Democratic Republic of Congo, with nearly 2 million people this year having fled their homes due to insecurity. The Norwegian Refugee Council's Ulrika Blom said aid is severely underfunded.
Consequences, people are dying and people are getting sick.
The World Food Program also warned that 500,000 people are now on half rations in the troubled Kasai region because money is running low in what is being called the worst and largest displacement crisis. The trial of Kurdish opposition party leader Selahattin Demirtas has started in Ankara. Demirtas is charged with terrorism and has been held for more than a year in a pretrial detention. The case, as Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul, is drawing growing international criticism.
Supporters of the jailed Kurdish leader Selahattin Demirtas gathered outside Ankara's Sinjar prison, where the Kurdish leader's trial began Thursday. In a 500-page indictment, Demirtas is accused of leading a terrorist organization, spreading terrorist propaganda, and inciting hate and crime. Controversy surrounds the case over the decision to hold the trial in a prison and to allocate a courtroom that allows only 20 people to watch. Demirtas is widely seen as one of the most charismatic and effective political opponents to President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Demirtas denies all charges against him. The trial has adjourned now until February, and the judges ruled Demirtas will remain in prison. The Russian President Vladimir Putin also proclaimed Wednesday that the Islamic State insurgency has suffered a complete defeat in eastern Syria, the result of uncoordinated assaults from Russian-backed government forces and U.S.-backed rebels. In the meantime, the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said up to 24 civilians were killed by Russian airstrikes east of the Euphrates River. U.S. Senator Al Franken announced he'll be resigning in the coming weeks amid a growing firestorm stemming from sexual misconduct allegations, the second Democratic lawmaker to announce a departure this week under a cloud of moral impropriety. More than two dozen fellow Democratic senators had called on Franken to resign after a news media report quoted a former congressional aide as saying that Franken forcibly tried to kiss her in 2006. The sexual misconduct allegations against Franken were touched off last month when Leanne Tweeden, a Los Angeles radio show host and former model, said that Franken, when both of them were on a 2006 tour to entertain the U.S. troops in the Middle East, attempted to forcibly kiss her. That was 2 years before Franken was first elected as senator. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.